When you spoke with JW before ION came through, was JW using those terms and speaking like that before ION came through?
No. Carolyn met him at a party in December 2005. So she knew this woman who was sort of a doctor but marketing supplements or something. No, she was a chiropractor. So she had a group around her, and they were a weird little cult that worshiped becoming a millionaire. And they would, I don't know, believe some precepts and then go to Las Vegas and try to apply them and win in the gambling casinos. JW knew these people somehow. So Carolyn visits the woman and meets these people, and in the course of it meets JW. And they talk for a little while. So when JW calls 2 months later to find out more about what her strange husband she had reported had said, we get talking. He tells me that this group of people that Carolyn was with, very strange people. You know, here's JW, a trillionaire, and here's these people trying to meditate themselves into becoming Christian millionaires. I would say a few things, the quote, evergreens or cosmic awareness or something, you go, well, that sounds like the funny stuff these people say. So he had no awareness of the New Age culture. He never heard these things. But he's always looking for new experiences. So this group started talking about this video that was coming out about The Secret. So he was all excited to learn about The Secret. So he watched the video, and after he was disappointed because it didn't tell you what The Secret was. It just said there was a secret. But he was intrigued with the Abrahams. They were featured in the first video. So he sought them out. And I think a lot of the language people say that ION first used came from the Abrahams. But he didn't know that language at all. When I was with him in April 2007, this is 2 years before ION, we're sitting on the balcony, and he says, Bob, what's with your aunt? And I go, my aunt? Yeah. What's the issue with her? And I immediately knew what he was talking about. And I said, nah, nothing. I wasn't going to go into it. But he knew. He knew something about my aunt. I mean, he just picks it up. He just gets the chattering of your own being goes into him, and he starts hearing you talk about stuff or something, and he asks you about it. So he demonstrated ESP right there. But yeah. I didn't make much of it. I wasn't even sure that's what he was doing. I didn't know what he was doing.
Statements like salt and light and that he's changing the weather.
No. He wasn't that open with us. If he did talk like that, he didn't talk that way to me. We usually discussed what was happening in the financial world and Chris Story pronouncements and the fact that he was doing business with the sheiks, the top sheik, and this and that. That was after he took me into his confidence, which took about a year after, almost a year after I first started talking to him in February 2006. So then I started taking into his confidence in late 2006. All that was interesting when I met him in 2007, when we went there, was I was looking at his bodyguards. They were interesting, the bodyguards he had. We're in this nice family restaurant. Found out later, when they go to this restaurant, if this particular waitress is not there, they don't eat there. They won't eat.
That's
so
right.
When we got there, his wife said, is Karen here, whatever the name was, and Karen came forth, and then, okay, Karen's here. So then we went in and got a table. A little while later, I noticed this guy in a greaser ducktail 50s haircut standing in the lobby staring at me very intently. He was just staring, right, like really waiting for me to make a move. I looked away and looked back. He kept staring at me, and I looked away and he kept staring at me. So I just ignored him. And then I looked back, and he disappeared. And then later, I found out that he was one of JW's bodyguards, and he was really looking at me. He's not sure. Probably I was giving off my unpredictable energy. You know, well, you know what Bob's going to say next. I think he was concerned about what I was, who I was. If I was giving off this weird Bob energy, you know, he just kept watching me, getting ready to leap on me. He couldn't believe JW had someone like me around him, I guess. And then the next day, when he had picked us up, a couple days before we arrived, big Atlanta airport, and then we walk outside to his car. And so I'm looking around and I said, okay, where are the bodyguards? Because he used to always talk about them being in the car behind him while he sped down the highway at 150 miles an hour. So he just sort of nodded over. He got me to look over there, and there was a black guy. It was hot, and he had a mesh shirt on and a bandana. And that guy, he was in shape, but he was looking all over the place, like ready to start a fight with somebody. So he was the first guy. Then I saw the guy in the lobby. So that's how I saw that part of his lifestyle. But later, by 2008, we're on more familiar ground, I think I heard him say, he quoted his great-grandfather, or his grandfather, he was a little boy when he met, experienced this guy. You know that line, if you want to fuck with me, you better be ready to fuck. I've heard JW do that, and I think I've heard Ion say that. So there are a couple of slang terms that JW said that Ion would use. So here was late 2006, early 2007, 2008. He didn't tell me once that he was going to the Abrahams. You know, he was. He started hanging out with them, and he never said anything about it. Anyway, so one of the highlights was he'd be coming home late, and he'd be speeding down the highway. He'd be coming to Atlanta, and he'd get home within 10 minutes. And I knew he had to go at like 60 miles, but he'd get home in 10 minutes. He was roaring along that highway, 150 miles an hour with a convoy protecting him. He didn't have to follow the speed limit. So he was quite a character, as I knew him.
He paid for the damn speed limit. What are you talking about, Bob?
Well, he would, if a business bothered him, he'd buy the business and fire everybody. You know, just somebody crossed him the wrong way, he'd buy the bank and dump the bank.
I can tell you one thing. He's born on an 8 day in an 8 month.
Yeah. They started the Olympics, the Chinese Olympics in 2008 on his birthday. I think he probably arranged that. It was a couple of weeks before March 18, 2009. He asked me, what does the phrase Android meme mean? Explain that. So I explained that to him. Probably in retrospect, Ion was probably doing something to him. Once that first experience happened with Ion, and then we did another one 2 days later, he sat there for almost 3 years. He didn't leave his home. He became immobile. He just hung around, put up with no sleep, did endless stuff with us, and totally shocked people knew him. Here was this guy who hardly spent any time at home. Now he never left home and did millions of hours with us. He was quite stoned on it. He didn't need to work, but he had lots of responsibility, so every now and then he'd complain about the pile of papers he'd have to sign. And I knew his secretary at that point, and I met her in 2007, but she would describe what he had to do. Let's see, he stopped smoking, he stopped drinking coffee, and he had a big wine collection. He stopped that and just sat there blissed out trying to process what we were telling him, what Ian was saying, or what he was picking up on it. So he'd been possessed.
His vocabulary was possessed.
Yes, he just started talking ionically. That's all he knew.
But he was tying the culinary arts, right, before Ion.
Yes, yeah. Jacob is an expert on cuisine. His wife taught Paula Deen some of her tricks. Her wife is pretty incredible. I've had some of her food. Those brownies that they transported over here were incredible. That's how I knew they were from her, because they were as good as what I had at her place. Remember, when JW has iron in him, he can decorate their birthday cakes incredibly. That's what his wife liked, you know, when he would grab that little squirt machine and just do this wicked architectures out of the frosting. The icing.